It's that time again, and welcome everybody to episode 3 of the Contractor's Perspective 360 podcast, sponsored by Precise Heating and Air. As usual, we are coming to you live from the Precise Help Center studios in glorious Batesville, Arkansas. And as always, I'm your host, Clayton O'Neill. For those of you new to the podcast, last week we had JD Smart on air talking more in depth about Generac generators and how easy it is for Precise to pick out your generator, get it financed, and install it all in the same day. Now today, I want to switch gears a bit and divert our attention to the plumbing side of Precise. And with that, I'd like to welcome Ryan Dupree to the podcast. Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been plumbing for 10 years now. Started out very green, didn't know anything, and just worked my way up, you know, and going from there, learning something new every day.
Now, you're a master plumber, right?
Yep.
Okay, so being a master plumber, that you got a lot of knowledge behind you.
Yeah.
What all does it take to become a master plumber?
You got to have so many hours on the job training, so many hours of school, 4 years of school, 2 nights a week, 6 to 10. You know, you get about 180 hours per year of school there. So
this is something you really have dedicated your life to.
Yeah. Once I decided to try it out and be a plumber, I just stuck with it, and it really pays off. It's a good trade to get into for sure.
Well, I you know, every time I think about a plumber and what you guys go through, you know, and I see you guys out on the job, like, I really admire you guys because you're in the muck all the time, or you're underneath the house all the time. And I do, you know, for the listeners out there, if you haven't seen a plumber do his job, take time out of, you know, the next time you have a service call, take time out and just watch them. Watch their work ethic. It's truly amazing. You got a family, right? You got a little one?
Yeah, I got a one-year-old wife. Figuring out the whole parenting thing day by day, you know, it seems like my boy just changes every day, you know, something different and all kinds of milestones. It's neat.
Yeah, right about the time you think you got it figured out, you're lost again. Yeah, me too. I understand. Yeah. All right, so for those of you listening today, I know this morning it was, almost 70 degrees, mm-hmm. and now we're at 40 and falling.
Yeah,
it's going to be 30 degrees tonight. Yeah, that's unreal. You know, that's unreal. I know it was, you know, 70 degrees yesterday, 70 degrees this morning, but, you know, and we've got some warmer temperatures coming, but we also know that this is Arkansas. So if you think about it, we're really about 5 days away from another snowstorm. Yeah. At least that's the way it's been anyway, you know, the trend that's been anyways. And I know it's still February and that pesky groundhog's seen his shadow. So I know we're going to have some more cold days ahead of us. So that's undeniable. And Ryan, from what I understand, I know that plumbers love cold weather.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, you know, you got your broken pipes, your frozen lines, you know, the some of the equipment inside the household's been overrun, and this is y'all's time to shine.
Yeah,
I know those heat and air guys, they like summer, plumbers like cold weather. You know, that's when you guys really get busy, that's when the money for y'all really starts flowing in. But we also know, you know, we understand that you guys are in a business, you're here to make money and make a living, but at the end of the day, as a professional, you know, your guys' main objective is to be an advocate for the customer. You know, we want to do what's right for them, not what's right for us. That's the whole game. You know, and I think if we can prevent some things from happening, you guys are going to do just that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love helping the homeowner out and giving them any tips, tricks that I know that can save them a buck in the future, you know. So,
okay.
It's all about helping them and trust.
Yep. That's exactly right. So today what I'd like to do is just take a few minutes and take a deep dive into what our listening audience can do to maybe offset some of those calls when the weather takes a turn for the worse. So let me paint you a picture. It is January the 1st. It's 5 degrees outside. A wind chill sub-zero, which we've already had, and we've seen that. You know, and it seems like we're getting more of that, you know, each year. It seems like each year it's getting a little bit colder. You know, the winters are getting a little bit worse. So during the cold weather times, these 5 degree January days, what's the most common service call you guys get?
I'd say busted pipes, you know, pipes that's frozen due to just lack of being prepared for the weather that was coming.
Okay. Are any of these issues, can they be offset by the homeowner, like before they even get to that point?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of them that can be. it can be prevented. You know, there's some winters, like take 2 years ago, for example, when we got real bad freeze, it was pretty cold, and nobody's house was built for that around here. You know,
mine certainly wasn't.
No, mine wasn't either. And and I done all the things that I know to do to help. So I mean, there's always going to be an issue, but there's a lot of things you can do to prevent that, like make sure your foundation vents are closed and covers on your frost proofs, things like that. So
what about water dripping? Does that really help? I know my parents have always told me, well, leave your water dripping. And my dad, I'm 37 years old. My dad, every time it gets cold, he calls and says, son, you better leave your water dripping and your cabinets open.
Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
Absolutely. So you get that movement of water.
Okay.
And you're not using a ton of water, but the water usage that you're using, I can promise you, is going to be cheaper than the bill that you get for having to get it fixed.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
You know, that couple dollars on your water bill is not going to hurt.
No. And what I tell people, you know, as far as leaving water dripping, if you've got a sink on an outside wall, open your cabinet doors. That way you get some heat on that wall that your waters are coming up in.
Okay.
Because that's an outside wall, kitchen sinks mainly. And leave a faucet dripping, and maybe on one end of your house leave a hot, leave a cold on the other end.
Okay, so you're recommending leaving the hot water running.
I'd leave a drip on one faucet with a hot.
See, I made that mistake. I think we've actually talked about this before. I made the same mistake, what was it, 2 years ago when it got really cold. I made sure that I listened to my dad. You know, I left every faucet in my house was on. I even left the bathtubs running. You know, just a little bit, opened up all my cabinets, all this stuff. I didn't even think to leave my hot water running. I get up, you know, that next morning, I'm getting ready to take a shower, turn that hot side on, and nothing.
Right.
And I'm like, oh no.
Yep.
What am I going to do? I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, a lot of things. I mean, there's more than one reason to leave that running. So hot water naturally is fed with cold water. Cold water goes into your heater. That's what heats your water to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, say your water heater's in the middle of your house, and you've got a cold water running on one end of your house, but that happens to be where your water comes into the house, for mm-hmm. example, you're not getting any circulation through your crawl space of that water. It's just stopping right there.
Right, okay.
So, if your water heater's in the middle of the house, and you're running a hot water side, well, you're getting that much circulation to the middle of your house on your cold water, and then it's feeding back to wherever. So you're still only using the same amount of water, but it's just got a longer path to go, so you're getting more movement.
That makes so much more sense. Yeah. That, you know, I was so disappointed. I got up that morning to get a shower. It was you know, frozen solid. Of course, it thaws. Well, then guess what I had?
Busted pipe.
I had a busted pipe.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm glad you brought that point up. You know, you really need to make sure if you're going to leave your water dripping, leave the hot and cold on.
Yeah.
Could you leave just the hot, or does it need to be both?
I would do both.
Just to keep that flow.
Okay. Yeah, I would have a hot and a cold dripping. A little drip ain't going to cost you that much.
I got you. Yeah. So my hot water tank's in my crawl space. I've got one of them like little low boy hot water tanks. Do I need to do anything to those? Like, I've seen people wrap on. They sell these solar blankets at Home Depot. Do those help? Are they beneficial?
They certainly don't hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
It's anything that's extra insurance for the customer, I'm all about.
Okay.
If it's insulating water lines or a water heater, you know, I'm all for it.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I've got an older home, and you know me as well as anybody, that I know very, very little about plumbing.
Okay.
Do you guys offer a service where you could come to my house and inspect it and see if there's anything that I could do to maybe prevent this from happening later?
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be spending a little bit of money now, but I'm sure whatever I spend with this, you know, you inspecting my house would probably offset the cost of you having to come fix my water line when it breaks again.
Right. And no, I mean, of course, we offer plans to come out and make sure that your house is winterized. And it's not just houses that you're living in. We can do vacation homes that you're not at.
Okay.
Or if you have empty rentals. And if you're there, you're living in the household, of course, I'm gonna go in and show you, you know, let's open these cabinet doors if you got any cleaning supplies. Let's get them out in case little kids are around.
Makes sense. Okay. I'd never even crossed my mind.
Yeah, everybody's kitchen sink or bathroom's full of cleaning supplies.
Mine is for sure.
You know, let's get something like that out. That way we get some heat going on there. It's safe for your little one and can help prevent, you know, we said I'm all about helping them. If I'm there, I'll show you some tricks to do for the next time.
I mean, that's what I need. I need somebody that can just come to my house, point out, hey, man, you probably ought to consider wrapping this water line specifically because it's closer to this north wall or what have you. I know I've got a bathroom. It's on the exterior of a north wall. Maybe there's some stuff that I could do extra there that would prevent those water lines, especially from freezing in the wall, which is another nightmare in and of itself, I'm sure. You mentioned vacation homes. So this has actually kind of been bothering me and my wife. So we recently just bought another little house at Greer's Ferry across from her parents' house. Obviously, we're not going to stay there during the winter. What kind of weatherization plans can you do for the customer? What would be involved if I said, hey, man, I just want to be able to pack this house up and leave it so that I don't have any water pipes? You know, because obviously I'm not going to have the power on, so there's not going to be any heat, you know. So what could you do to help me out there? What's all involved in that process?
Well, so basically I've got like a step-by-step procedure I go through. And it varies if it's a slab or crawl space house.
Okay. Well, this is obviously it's a mobile home, so it's off the slab.
Got you. So first thing is make sure if it's a mobile home, underpinning is all good. There's no cracks or holes in it, you know. A lot of places have vinyl underpinning.
Yeah, mine does too.
Or we'll sling a rock on it, it breaks. Well, that's a spot where cold wind will blow through.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say that underneath that house is conditioned, but if there's no air getting to it, it's way more conditioned than when it is outside.
Sure.
And then you're letting that in. That creates all kinds of problems. And not only in the wintertime for freezing pipes, but in the summertime too, if you're running your central. A lot of condensation, sure. Temperature difference. I mean, it's good to just make sure those are sealed up anyway.
Okay.
Foundation vents. And
Would you drain the water to the house?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it is.
So okay.
I can put a drain valve in, and this is what I do on these. I'll put a T in that's accessible, whether I have to do it in the ground on a slab or have it right by the crawl space door. You know.
Sure.
You can shut your water down, drain your house out. We like to drain the water heaters.
Okay.
Open up every fixture, and we actually will blow air through every fixture to get the water that's remaining in the lines out.
Clever. Okay. Yeah. Never even thought about that.
All of your drains, RV antifreeze, that pink stuff you can buy like AutoZone.
Yep.
Put it in your toilets, in the toilet tanks.
Okay.
Washer drain, kitchen sink drain. Every drain in your house, put antifreeze in. Blow the water lines out, put a drain valve in.
Okay.
Inspect the foundation for cracks or holes or anything like that. And then, you know, of course, always offer insulating pipes or whatever we can do. If there's an exposed water line on the outside of the house, we get with the heat and air side. We'll build a stainless box. We can insulate it.
Okay.
Make like a hot box for that water line to keep it from freezing. So.
And then I'm sure you offer the service in reverse when it's time to reconnect everything and get the house back online.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
man, we can hook everything back up. You hook your water heater back up, make sure everything's off. And of course, that's something a homeowner can do, but I do, and I'm not trying to sell anything.
Sure.
I would prefer that we do it just in case. Let's say we blowed all that air out through there, but there was still one little spot where your water line sags and it caught some water.
Yeah.
Well, that's always a potential. And, of course, we do our absolute best.
Well, sure, but nothing's foolproof.
No.
Well, I get that.
I mean, there's always accidents, but that's why I would prefer us to be there to hook everything up, turn it back on, test, make sure the homeowner's good to go. And
getting the air out of the lines, purging everything. Okay. And it's something I'm going to have you guys do. I know very little about plumbing.
Right.
It's kind of like automotive stuff. You know, I know how to put gas in my truck, and that's about it. Okay. So let me ask you this. You know, we've had Daryl on. We had JD on. They were talking about some of the services they were doing. They were talking about financing.
Mm-hmm.
Does the plumbing side of Precise, can they offer any kind of financing, you know, even these things, you know, like your winter home inspections, you know, even stuff that's not, you know, in all reality, a large ticket item.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still finance those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We have multiple ways that we can finance, and and would love to be able to help the customer out that way.
Okay. And from what I'm understanding, you know, I think we were talking about this even before we went on the broadcast, that you guys can even use Home Depot credit.
Yep. Yeah, we sure can.
Unreal. So if the customer has a Home Depot card.
If they have a Home Depot card, we got you. You can. It's not even really financing us that way. Just look at it as a charge on your card, you know.
So unreal. Y'all can do that right from your office.
Yeah. Yeah, that day, you know, you're good to go. So
unbelievable. Well, Ryan, you've really enlightened me, and I'm sure you have the audience. You know, I'm in the industry, and there's still stuff that you brought up today that I never even thought about.
Oh, there's so much more for cold weather. I mean, you think about sewer lines in the winter.
Yeah, they hold water, right?
Well, they should. I'll tell you why, though. I mean, trees, they grow roots, and in the wintertime, the roots just go crazy looking for a water source because they're not getting their nutrition.
Explain to me that part, because you touched on it the other day. You now were in the office, and we were just kind of just chit-chatting. You know, of course, the office is busy, so I was only catching part of that conversation. Tell me about the nutrition part of that tree. What's it doing?
Think about a maple tree in the summertime, for example. Big, beautiful green leaves all over it. You know, it has a little helicopters. All that's drawing sunlight and catching rainwater, and that tree's getting 80%, 90% of its nutrients from them leaves.
Sure.
They don't have them leaves in the wintertime, so it's relying on its root system to stay alive.
Okay.
And they will find a water source, and it's your sewer line.
A lot of time, you know, those old cast iron or clay lines.
Yeah.
How do y'all know? How do you look for that?
Well, we can camera the line, or we can just rod it. I mean, we got people on service plans where we come in and rod their sewer every year, you know, for preventive.
So just as a preventive measure.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't even have a problem. You just go out there and you go ahead and run that jetter or snake down it. Yeah. And then you have a camera.
Yeah.
How far can that camera go?
Right now we've got one that'll reach 100 foot out, so we can see 100 foot easily. It the push rod will go farther. It just depends on what size pipe we're pushing through. So
unreal. Yeah. And it can take pictures too, right?
Yeah, pictures, record.
Oh man.
Yeah, I can show the customer everything I'm seeing, and a lot of times they're like, "Oh man, I didn't know that was available." You know, I'm like, "Yeah, it's not a guessing game anymore. We can pinpoint your problem." So.
So, all right. So let me recap this. You guys can come out to my house and make suggestions, just as simple as that. You can come out there and say, "Hey, man, you should probably look at doing this, this, and this." And a lot of this stuff a homeowner can do.
Yeah.
And you can get the stuff at Home Depot or, you know, the hardware store or what have you. Then there's instances where, like myself, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Couldn't try, you know, I wouldn't even want to begin to.
Yeah.
And you guys can come do it for me. And then, you know, like vacation homes and stuff. I know we have a lot of vacation homes up towards Cherokee Village and Harding, you know, Spring River, stuff like that. And so you guys actually come in at the end of the year, you know, at the end of summer, and you'll winterize those homes, make sure that, you know, every year you got your antifreeze in the traps and you get the water lines blowed out. And then to top all of that off, you guys can finance that too.
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to do.
Okay, very cool. Well, Ryan, you've been most insightful. I certainly appreciate you coming on. So for Ryan, myself, and the rest of the Precise staff, thanks for joining us today, and stay tuned next week where we'll have Will Carpenter in the studio as he tries to teach us a little bit about preventive maintenance in the HVAC system. This week we had preventive maintenance on your plumbing. Next week we'll talk preventive maintenance on your HVAC system. As always, like always, go out on Facebook, give us a like. And for questions, concerns, or needs, don't forget to call us at 870-698-1734.